For Deidun Arari, bicycles aren't just a hobby and they aren't just a profession. For him, bicycles are a mission, and Deidun helps other disabled athletes to take up cycling. Peter Hiller met Deidun Arari on the streets of Kenya's capital, Nairobi, and presents this report.
We're in downtown Nairobi. Cars are coming from the left, a minibus from the right, and people are crossing the road in between. Traffic in Nairobi can be tough.
How is it to be a bike messenger in this crazy traffic?
I think it's only me in Nairobi. I use it bicycle as a bike messenger. The others use it motorbike or car. But me, I use it bicycle because bicycle is much faster, especially in Nairobi because of traffic.
Deidun Arari knows how to do his job. He lets pedestrians know that he is coming, he skillfully circumvents cars and finds his line even in rush hour traffic jams.
Do you transport mainly documents or also heavy stuff?
Many documents, sometimes like 1 kg, on the messenger bike.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's urgent, they want it faster.
Yes.
With his messenger job, Arari is able to support himself, his wife and 3 kids. But that is not the only reason why his bicycle is so important for him. He says that he wouldn't be anything without it. If you want to understand why bikes are so vital for Arari, you will have to go further back.
Before I was a 3D boy, I lost my leg through bus accident in 1993. When I was 30 boy, by that time I was very crazy drinking. I was very crazy. I didn't see the bus coming, so bus hit me leg, cut after sending me to hospital.
3 weeks later, Deidun Arari was able to cycle alone and still not content. It was the toughest time in Deidun Arari's life. He started doing drugs and drank heavily. 3 years later, while watching television, he saw someone who astonished him.
He rode a bicycle with one leg. He was from Germany, the name called Tobias. And by the time I was no idea about bicycle, I don't know how to cycle. And I pay somebody to push me, and I ran through that.
3 weeks later, Deidun Arari was able to cycle alone and still not content.
I want to cycle faster than before. So I decided to stop it, the drugs I was using. I started exercise. So competition started there.
Deidun Arari took up cycling as a sport. He has already competed in bicycle races in Colombia and in Canada. He loves racing, and not only in Paralympic events.
I'm feeling happy. Yeah, I'm feeling happy. When I ride faster than everybody, so I know I can do better. Yeah. So disability is not ability. Yeah.
That is the message that Deidun Arari spreads amongst disabled people in Kenya. He is on a mission to help other ambitious disabled athletes. Arari says there is already a good number of them who know how to ride a bicycle.
But they don't have bicycle. We go bike shop, second hand, we get a bicycle. Then also they need shoes, SPD pedal, like that. But we find all things for them.
Deidun Arari is not rich, but he knows how to get in contact with the sponsors to raise about €200 for a used bicycle and spare parts. Pure altruism? No, says Arari.
I try to help them because in my category, I need them. Yeah.
Deidun Arari needs more Kenyan competitors in order to qualify for international races.
For me, I support them for training. I'd tell them we have a main event for people like us. We can go like 5 people. We can be a team. Yeah.
Dedan Ireri has found new hope and ambition in cycling after his accident. Now he is inspiring others to go the same route and maybe to follow him all the way to the top.
My dream is to go to Olympic. One day I will be there. For now, my Basco is my leg.